Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, Sinn Féin will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning talking about a united Ireland, and that is the main story on the front of the Irish Times. Andy Burnham says vote on a united Ireland is off the table. Quite a strange move on your first official visit to the north to come out with a sentence like that. But a border poll on a united Ireland is off the table, Andy Burnham has said on his first visit as Prime Minister. He says, I'm here to listen and to collaborate, but some issues will be off the table, and that is one of them, he said in response to a question from the Irish Times. One would imagine that Sinn Féin hopping mad over that issue. I saw the DUP coming out of the meeting in the Culloden Hotel looking quite happy yesterday. Sinn Féin not looking as happy. Although listening to The Hard Shoulder here on News Talk yesterday evening, a lot of the reaction from listeners to The Hard Shoulder was that the listeners felt it was quite reasonable what Andy Burnham was saying. Anyway, we'll explore all of that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. More about the flooding in Nepal and Tibet on the front of the Irish Times. They've more details on the two Irish citizens missing in Nepal. They've been identified as Santosh Sahu and Spanda Sahu, and they were on their holidays in Nepal, and they're two men, and their names are among a list of more than 500 who are unaccounted for. These are tourists unaccounted for, published by the Department of Tourism in Nepal last night. And Spandan is 18 and Santosh is 46. So they are Irish citizens and they were visiting the area at the time. The Irish Daily Mirror, a tsunami from the sky is the headline. They have a picture of a man completely covered in mud being carried by soldiers, and nearly 400 people have been killed, says the Mirror. That figure is now up to about 470, but nearly 400 people have been killed and 1,300 were last night missing, including two Irish nationals, following the deadly flash flooding in Nepal. It's been described as a tsunami from the sky. Just shocking pictures on the front pages. News Talk's own Claire Byrne is on the front of the Irish Examiner, and she's pictured in this building, and she tells the Irish Examiner that she is in work mode from the minute she wakes up. She also says one of the first things she does is listen to Breakfast Briefing, and it's such a useful resource. So good morning, Claire. Hopefully you're listening this morning. And she's talking about her healthy lifestyle inside the Irish Examiner, but she is the main picture. The main story from the Irish Examiner is about the cost of living here. Consumers are cutting back on nights out, holidays and leisure activities. Well, they're not cutting back on restaurants, because anytime I try and book a restaurant, they're booked out, but apparently they are. So they're not going on holidays, they're not doing leisure, they're not going on nights out, according to a new survey, as the cost of living crisis continues to bite. But also there's growing evidence of a two-tier Ireland. This is all in the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment survey, which shows that the public is increasingly negative about household finances. And also I see as well, they're quite disappointed about their wages. They thought that their wages would be more this year. And I suppose with the cost of living crisis, any increase that you may be getting in your pay packet is kind of eaten up by the rising cost of household bills and things like food and all that stuff. Irish Independent on the front page, ECB mortgage rate hike sparks scramble to switch. So we're back to following the ECB rate now, which has shades of the recession about it, but there's been a big increase in the number of homeowners planning to switch their mortgage as the European Central Bank hikes interest rates. And last month, the number of mortgage holders approved by a lender to switch was up 72% on the same period last year. Irish Daily Mail, wrongly in prison. A man who allegedly assaulted the mother of his girlfriend was released from prison by a High Court judge last month due to the ongoing solicitor's strike. And the Irish Sun has one word on the front page, skint. And this is the news that a major crackdown by Irish and US authorities has crippled the Kinahan cartel's finances, apparently. So they're running out of money. A number of lags, as they're called, in the Sun in Mountjoy and Portlaoise prisons have whined that the Kinahan cash has dried up and the gang is no longer helping their relatives. So that's a big exclusive that the Irish Sun has this morning. Now we'll go inside the papers, and one of the stories I see is about norovirus. And this is the news in the Irish Times that a luxury hotel in Westmeath has had to temporarily close after a norovirus outbreak at the venue. And norovirus is something you certainly don't ever want to get. Apparently, it's absolutely horrific. But this is Glasson Lake House, which is a four-star hotel. I'm always jealous when I see people there. It looks amazing. It's 13 kilometres from Athlone, but it closed on Wednesday following HSE advice. And apparently, there were rumours that there was due to be a wedding shortly, but that had to be moved. That was what I think the Journal was reporting yesterday. It's not in this article in the Irish Times, but they do say that it is a popular wedding venue. I know of a couple of people who've gone on their honeymoon at this hotel as well. We don't know when the hotel is going to reopen, although apparently golfers have been told that the facilities will be closed until at least Monday. And the hotel is advertising rooms in September for up to €741 a night. Residents in Cork are going on a big protest this morning. They're actually threatening to tie themselves, to chain themselves to trees. The Examiner says residents in a Cork suburb are threatening to chain themselves to trees if the council cuts the trees down. Apparently the council wants to cut them down to do an upgrade on transport facilities, but people living at Knockfree Avenue in Farran Rea have been campaigning to stop the plan to cut down 22 mature trees in the area and reduce parking. And there's a protest walk happening this morning, and residents are asking people to support it. And they say that they love the trees. The trees give the homes much needed cloud cover as well. So we'll see if they end up having to chain themselves to those trees. Final story, if you're looking for a little getaway in Ireland, the Star tells us that stunning Keem Bay, locals call it Kem Bay actually, on Achill Island, has been crowned Ireland's top destination for a scenic autumn getaway. I remember being here on Keem Bay in November a couple of years ago, and it was gorgeous weather and I felt like I was in the Caribbean. And the way it's shaped, it's kind of protected from any bad weather, as in, you know, the wind and the rain. It's, you're kind of, the cliffs around you protect you from it. So it's its own little microclimate. Absolutely beautiful. And the breathtaking horseshoe shaped sandy paradise on Achill Island has beaten the Cliffs of Moher and the Giant's Causeway to claim the top spot in the 2026 Irish Beauty Spot Index. And it's all thanks to its golden beach. Recently, I think that beach was named the best in the world as well. So if you want to go and do a nice Irish break, they recommend going to Achill Island. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.